All right, the final score here in North Andover. Merrimack wins 4-1 over Quinnipiac. Nick Pierre is with us. The Warrior of the game had 2 goals in the third period. But before we get to that, Nick, you go back to, I guess, the start of the game. This is a team, one of the top teams in the country, Quinnipiac. They come in. You guys had played them a couple of years ago, I know a little bit before your time, and many of the other guys. You still had a couple of guys on the team. You know, Mark Hillier played in that game. Matt Campbell was on the other side at that time. Was there any talk, leading up to this game in terms of what you guys were going to need to do tonight?
Yeah. I felt like we needed to just stick to our structure, our game, and especially in our rink. I felt like we did a really good job getting pucks behind them and getting them to spots where they were uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I felt like, in their T-shirt all night and didn't give them enough breathing room to make plays. And I felt like that was the difference.
When you guys watched tape or whatever you did, to get ready for this one before, what did you see that they did that you knew you needed to try to neutralize?
Yeah, they're a very skilled team. I got to give it to them. They've got a couple really talented players, and I felt like the line, Mark Hillier, Fitzy, and Emerson did a great job controlling the momentum in that game, and especially against them. And I felt like that just trickled down. It was like a domino effect towards every other line that went out and got their chance to go out there and prove something. So I thought we did a really good job proving our identity tonight.
Yeah, that was one of the things I felt I noticed right from the get-go in this game. As you guys rolled out one line after the other, it was necessary for each line to be able to do their job in terms of, like you said, getting pucks behind them, forcing their D's to have to turn around, make plays, whatever. You guys had one shift after another where you were able to do that, and I thought you had the better of the play in the first period in doing that.
Yeah, 100%. I felt like the first half of the first period, we controlled the play a good majority of the time, and then I felt like we kind of got off the gas, and even Coach mentioned in the locker room, and then we were able to figure it out in the second period, and then come the third period, we were able to get back to our game and control it. Especially in this rink, it really gives us an advantage, so...
There was that penalty kill in the second period when you guys had the game was 1-1 at that point. They were on the power play. You had some guys that were stuck out there for a while trying to get off the ice. Couldn't, finally they were able to do it. You guys were on the bench, banging sticks and showing some appreciation, and it led to the goal then shortly thereafter.
Yeah, that's a very difficult situation they were in, and I'm proud of them for getting through it because that's not easy. And to stay mentally engaged within that moment was huge. Yeah. And I felt like, personally, that was the difference for us this game, because if they were able to score in that power play, it would have changed the momentum, and they did a great job.
How much of a lift does that give you, and the rest of you guys watching that kind of effort? It seems like it kind of, next guy, next line that goes out there, they're like, hey, I got to do what these guys did.
Yeah, it's a momentum shift for sure, and it's honestly, it's kind of like scoring a goal. Like, you see that on the ice, it gives you the similar energy that comes from scoring a goal, and that just, ever since that was the game-changing moment, it was cutthroat. We just kept on them and kept pursuing, and like I said, our forecheck was the difference tonight.
So third period, again, you guys have had the lead. You guys have played well in the third period so far here, especially at home. What do you talk about as you go into the third in terms of what you need to focus on to try to put the game away?
Staying steady, making low-risk plays, and being simple. I think that's the biggest part within the game of college hockey, especially, is keeping it simple and sticking with the system and being able to find the silver lining where you can let your talent and skill show, and I thought that everyone did a great job at that. We obviously had our moments where we kind of got laid back and on our heels, but we were able to reel it in, and for players and coaches to see that, I feel like that's a really good thing to see. It makes you smile at the end of the day.
Yeah, I mean, there weren't too many of those in the game tonight. I thought maybe a few minutes there in that third period.
Exactly.
I thought once they got down 4-1, then you saw a bit of a sense of urgency. That's going to happen, that they did that, but you guys weathered that, and then were able to get the momentum back.
Yeah, that was the hardest part, and I felt like there was the time from the 5:30 mark to, I want to say, the 2-minute mark. That was the time where they needed to pull their goalie, and the guys who were out there, I've got to give kudos to number 9, Jack Richard. He did a great job at hemming them in their zone for that time period. That was another momentum shift for us, and we were able to keep hounding them in their zone and didn't give them a chance to breathe, and then they got frustrated and took a penalty at the end of the game, and that was a game changer too.
Didn't even talk about the 2 goals yet. We'll do that now, though. But first of all, early in the third period, made the score 3-1 at that point. Your whole line, I guess, really forechecking hard to try to get that puck to, and you were able to come around the net and stuff it in.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great play through all the players and on my line. I think Caden Cranston did a great job at hemming the neutral zone and making the first pass to David Ostapovich, and then he was able to get it to me, and then I was able to kick it back to him, and then he brought it back to me. It was a really good play, and I thank you to them. And honestly, I'm just happy that we won, because that was a huge, huge moment for us.
At what point did you know you were going to come around the net with the puck there?
Once I saw his his left leg outside the post. I knew he was going to get stuck there, and it was going to give me a chance to really stuff it home.
That made it 3-1. You guys had a two-goal lead at that point. Gave you a bit of breathing room, did it feel like?
Yeah, 100%. And then leading up to that, a couple minutes later on the power play, we switched up our breakout to a four-back, which we were practicing all week. Yep. And we wanted to iso that left-side guy, make it a two-on-one, and I was able to find some speed coming down that flank, and I saw the shot, and I took it, and then was fortunate enough to get in.
Yeah, you let that shot go from the left circle. Where did it go in?
It went low glove, and I felt like he was kind of out of position. And I thought the speed that I had coming in, I thought that was the last thing he was going to expect, his shot in that area. So,
all right, so an early season big win here by a score of 4-1. Non-league game, but still big. What's the feeling after this one, especially as you go into tomorrow night's game?
I think nothing changes. I think we've got a lot of confidence, and that comes from this game too, but I think we weather the storm and we just keep moving forward one step at a time. We're not focused on 2 months from now. We're focused on the next day, one day at a time, first step.
Yeah, big game with LIU coming in tomorrow. They're all big, obviously, right? But,
yep.
You know, you've seen some of the games they played against teams like Penn State, so you know what you're in for.
Yeah, it's not going to be an easy opponent, and I think some people think that it might be an easy opponent, but I think we're going to approach it like we did today. It's playing a ranked team and bring it to them, not waiting for them to bring it to us. We need to punch first and get the first one and go from there.
All right, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Nick Pierre, 2 goals tonight, Warrior of the game. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.